What's up, everybody? I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of The Vocal Agenda. Could you go ahead and follow our podcast page on Twitter at Agenda Vocal? And I want to thank y'all for tuning in. All right, guys, so what's up? This is another episode of The Vocal Agenda. This will be episode 12, where you have myself, D-Lo. You can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker. You can also follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. And y'all can give y'all at names.
This is Erica. You can follow me on Twitter at Siditty_Ego. That's SIDITY_ego.
And this is Rich. You can follow me on Twitter at RichSayso.
All right, y'all, so not much has been going on in the music world, but of course, we have an incident that came up with DaBaby being locked up for allegedly beating this man up because he wouldn't give him his money for this gig. So he robbed him of $80, dashed apple juice on him. And
wait, hold up. He got beat up for $80?
This is allegedly.
Oh.
No, what happened is that the promoter, he's basically shorted DaBaby 10K. So with him shorting him that money, they end up beating up the promoter and basically taking what he had on him, which was like $80 and I guess a couple of credit cards or something like that. And, The baby's part in it was that he's like, you know, tossed some apple juice on him or something of that nature, whatever. And now that man is basically in jail.
But that was the alleged story. The actual news article posted that what Erica said, he owed the guy short him $10,000. He promised him $30,000, only gave him $20,000. They had an argument going back and forth because DaBaby he didn't like the fact that the man was shorting him. So they got into a verbal altercation first. They didn't say what was said, but they said that DaBaby threw the first punch. When he hit the guy, they started fighting. His team jumped in. And when the guy was on the ground, his team, one of the attackers, stole the $80 and credit cards, the other ones, and the iPhone 7. The other one poured the apple juice on them, then they fled. So then they charged DaBaby with battery charges. So that was the news story.
Okay, how do you feel on that? How do you feel on that?
Me personally, I feel as though, one, all of this could have been avoided had the promoter not short him. If y'all came up with an agreement to give, you was going to give him $30,000 to come do this show, you should have gave him $30,000. Now, I don't know what was said before the fight, and I'm not saying that DaBaby was right for swinging on this man, but to me, and I've seen situations like this happen before where somebody owed somebody something, they got into a verbal altercation and it just heat up and it got physical. So in a way, I feel like, okay, it's just you owe me, we got mad, we exchanged words, it ended up getting physical, and that was it. And because he's a public figure, people, of course, they're going to go at his actions. And that's why he's locked up now. Pretty much doing time with no bail for his actions as well as his team actions. Because he's the public figure. But, I mean, I really don't feel no type, I guess, remorse for the guy, the promoter. Because, I mean, it's life. It happens. But he was wrong on his part for trying to short him. DaBaby shouldn't have punch this man in his face because he owed him money, but it happens. So I just think that, you know, whether he was a public figure or not, the same thing would have happened. And I just feel like it
wouldn't. That does matter. It's the problem. That does matter. It does matter that he's a public figure. That definitely matters. You can't move the way that you want to move without you. You know what I'm saying? If you're not that public figure. He's a public figure. He can't move that way. If they came to an agreement, where's the paperwork at? Where's this paperwork that this man said that he was going to give you this money? Where's the paperwork? Where's your booking agent that had you sign this or that signed this and agreed to that amount?
Well, none of that is being displayed. So we don't even know, you know, if that, you know, took place.
I'm just saying, where's that paperwork that's saying that? Yeah, the man should have never shown it, but at the same time, because of who we are, this is the problem that I have with a lot of these artists. They feel like now because they have certain power that they can go around and just be hitting on people. No, that's not right. It wasn't right for that man to sit there and show him. Neither was it right for him to actually sit there and hit that man. So now that this happened, okay, now you're sitting in jail. Because you're a public figure, now you're sitting in jail. The man called the police versus you actually suing this man and could possibly own that motherfucking club or place that you were at and performed and didn't get all your money for.
But it wasn't the club. It was the promoter.
It doesn't matter. He owed you that money for you performing there, so you could have sued. And with you suing, you could have gotten that club that you performed at. That man could have paid for your legal fees and everything because of the simple fact, hey, you owe me this money. This is what I signed here that said you was going to give me my money. But they don't. Where's the paperwork at? Is that why you hit him? Because ain't no paperwork? He showed you the money and there was my paperwork. Y'all had a verbal agreement of that. That's how much you were going to get paid. And he switched it up on you, which he shouldn't have. So it's like it's a lot that goes into that. But I do believe it plays a big part. Him being a public figure plays a big part into why if the shit is happening the way that it's happening. And then he really believes that he can go around and just be doing the shit that he's doing. And that ain't the case. So now you have a case.
But him doing what he did, it doesn't. This is my thing. Public figure or not, people are still human. These men had a verbal.
Okay, a certain way. You should have gone about it a certain way because you are a public figure. So now these people are, because you have money and you're a public figure, they're suing you.
Where is it that it says, because you're a public figure, you have to move a certain way?
Where is it saying that you don't have to move a certain way? So he shouldn't have the smartest move for him to do was for him not to sit there and hit that man. That was the smartest move for him to do. So now you're going to be in a jail cell. Now that man could possibly sue you now because you hit him first. That's not smart. My thing is that they need to think smarter, especially public figures. They need to think smarter and things of what they're doing. Why don't they Nikki that sat there and got into that fight with that woman? Because if she would have actually hit her ass, she would have actually sued her. But because, somebody else's, you know, their image is them being bad, they not finna sit there and be like, oh, yeah, she hit me. But at the same time, Nikki could have hit that woman. She could have hit Cardi, but she didn't hit Cardi. We don't know that, but from the looks of it, she ain't hit her. And how much you want to bet if she did hit her and did some damage, Cardi would have sued her. So now the baby is in a situation where he has money now, and he has to, like, low-key move herself away because now you're going to start losing money. Now you're going to be sitting in jail. You're losing out on money because you have tours, you have shows that you got to do. You can't get out because they're keeping you in the jail now because they see the shit that's happening on social media with you and your team beating up people, which, hey, by all means, you have a right, you know, especially when these people touch you. Okay, cool, but now you hit somebody. So it's like, I get it. We're all human, but now you're in a different spot. You're in a different position in your life into which you can't be sitting here and just be hitting it.
I'm still going on how I feel about it because I just, don't, with the fact that it's nowhere written that you can or cannot move a certain way if you're a public figure, at the end of the day, these two people had an altercation verbally before hands were thrown. So...
Right, which the baby threw hands, which he shouldn't have thrown hands. That's all I'm saying.
And I made that clear. But what I'm saying is,
because of the simple fact, are a public figure. So now you have an issue now that now you're going to be in jail. And now this man could sue you. That was not smart.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. All of that is obvious. We get that. What I'm saying is, you cannot expect for nobody not to knock your teeth out if you shorten them on money, whether you a public figure or not.
I can't.
I promise you, in the heat of a moment, stretch that. Going back to Harper's Bazaar, if Cardi had got through them people and she had hit Nicki, do you think Nicki would have thought smart and not swing back?
Probably not. She probably wouldn't have hit that woman back, because she know that if she hit that woman, they would have tried to say that she hit her
No.
You mean to tell me, with
the video footage, if Cardi got through and hit Nicki, and Nicki wouldn't have swung back because it was smart not to, because she might get sued. That's bull. That is bull. Because I know Nicki would swing on Cardi if she hit her.
Nicki has said that herself, that if they sat there, she would have actually done that. She could sit there, y'all could sue me. Y'all could be sitting here talking about that's why she was mad at Raw for even hitting the girl, because of the simple fact they could sue me, not you. I can get sued.
Yes, she did say that, but this is my thing. Nicki is still human. I don't care what public figure you are. I don't care how much money you got. If somebody swing on you and they hit you and it connects, you mean to tell me you're going to think smart?
She's smart. She's smart not to put herself in that situation. But if she is in that situation, that woman is not going to hit you, especially in the area that she was in. She was not going to hit that lady back. For the simple fact, they can go off and say that she hit me first. I can,
but
you know,
there is footage of Cardi swinging first. So it wouldn't. If it was you, and you had money,
if I have money,
you was a public figure.
You can hit me because I'm suing you.
And Cardi came
and
to
I'm
you
suing you
and swung
you
and it connect. You mean to tell me you're not gonna hit her?
I'm suing you. I'm not hitting you back. I'm suing you. You hit me. You came and charged at me. I'm finna sue you for all you fucking got. I'm smart like
I don't
that.
Care nothing about being smart, dumb, broke, poor. If you hit me, I'm gonna hit you
that's
back.
That's the problem that a lot of people have.
Yeah, it don't
that's
matter.
That's the problem that a lot of people have.
But
that's
nobody, I don't care who you are, nobody is gonna think smart in the heat of a moment.
There is no nobody. You can't say nobody. Some people do think that way. But in this instance, the baby should have definitely not did that. He should have thought smart about it. I feel like he does the things that he does because of the crew that he has with him. The people that man have with him make him feel that way. I feel like they personally make him feel like, okay, yeah, we can get this nigga. We can do this. Just say it. We got it. We'll beat his ass. They definitely make that man feel that way. In this instance, he was wrong for that. That man, the promoter should have paid him his money. I don't. Everybody agree to that, but he should.
But
never
see,
did
it's
that.
Like it's like this thing where because the baby is a public figure, it's like we're excessively promoting that he shouldn't have done what he did.
But you have to take that into consideration.
But when did
you can't take that out.
That?
You will know who he was.
When did I ever deny
that? You can't take that out. I'm telling you that you can't take it out. I'm not saying that you denied it, but you cannot take that out. That
but,
he's not a public figure.
But when did
That's
I ever say that he was, because he's a public figure?
I didn't say that you did say that. But what I'm saying is he is a public figure. You can't take out that he's not. He is one, so he has to be judged the way that he is. That man has money. He's on tour. He's doing things with his life. So for him to have put his hands on that man, that's where he's in the wrong at.
And everybody gets that. But I don't understand it. You can't seem to get is that regardless of whether you trying to make a smart business move or not, if somebody knocks the shit out of you, you not gonna swing back. I don't get it.
Didn't nobody touch him, so I'm not understanding. He touched that man. Your point is valid right now. It's valid because he
definitely that made the point valid. So that's what I'm saying. But you brought up being smart, making business moves. You a public figure.
So you brought up those points.
So my thing is, regardless to being a public figure, whether you have money or if you don't have money, in a smart situation, you mean to tell me if somebody swing on you and just because they got money, you're not going to swing back if it connects?
You cannot do that because you of who you are. That's what I'm trying to put in your head and get you to understand. He can't make certain moves and do certain things the way that he wants to because he's out there like that.
But you cannot say that because...
That's what
if you, no, you cannot.
You can't.
If I asked you earlier, where is it written that because you're a public figure?
And I asked you the same thing, and this is why he's in jail now. So in order to get yourself in order for you not to be behind bars, in order for you not to get sued, what do you have to do? And I, like I said before, his team, who his whoever he has bodyguards around him, make him feel
like he can do things like that.
Yes.
It's not the team.
Wow,
this is how this man came up. This is how this man came up. This man talks about his music. This is what he do. The past situations, but this is what I'm saying.
This is the point
How many times have a human being got mad at a situation and they swung on a person?
And they are always wrong in the situation, so I'm not understanding what the problem is here. That man should have never done that.
No, it's not in the discussion, because, number one, let's just make this clear. Not once did I ever say that he was right for what he did. But what I'm saying is, this man is still human.
I never seen him.
Regardless to what took place,
okay,
in the heat of the moment, after a verbal disagreement, this man swung because the promoter wouldn't give him the amount that was promised. All of that is clear. All of this is obvious. That's all I'm saying. But for you to say that a human being have to think smart in the heat of a moment because they feel as though if somebody swings on them and they got the other person got money, they not gonna swing. They gonna think smart and just sue the person, that's bull. Because it is, but it's plenty of times. Okay, then I'm gonna just say this. Like I said earlier, DaBaby wasn't right for what he did, neither was the promoter. But it's life. It happens. Now, to go back to what Rich was saying earlier through the text messages about how his career would go and all this other different things. Of course, I still feel like his career would still go down the same path and possibly get bigger because in this whole hip-hop world now, the actions that he portrayed and what these people are talking about in their music, this is how the marketing strategy is going in that direction. So I don't think that that would change, but he could also be bigger, like I said before, if he was to rebrand. But as for now, marketing strategies, they're going in a certain direction, which is talk about the things that you do or the things that you would do to people if they was to cross you the wrong way and all this other stuff. So I don't think that none of that would change, and I just feel as though that it's just life. It happened. He was wrong for it. The promoter was wrong for it, and that's just the bottom line. But at the end of the day, I still feel as though in a situation like that, trying to play smart or anything like that, if somebody hits you and it connects, I'm pretty sure anybody would hit back. They would not think about no money or anything like that because it's a heat of the moment.
But the way that you're putting that, that's not what happened.
It was written.
The baby hit him. He didn't hit the baby.
I'm talking about the baby. I never said that the man hit the baby.
Rich Hold on.
But you're not trying to understand what was written. I read the alleged article, the alleged headline. Then I read the actual article, and I said what took place on both ends. And I also stated that he's being charged for what his team also did too. I'm not going in circles. I'm just making points to things that you brought up.
No, but the point that you're trying to make as far as, oh, if you have money and, you get hit and connect. No, some people are not, especially if they have money. If somebody was to hit Jay-Z, Jay-Z ain't finna hit their ass back.
Jay-Z gonna send somebody to do it.
He finna, whoa, hold on.
But
that's... Now you want to say send somebody versus you saying, oh, he would have hit him back. That's what I'm saying.
But hold on.
You have some people that are going to think smart and not actually sit there and put their hands upon people.
So it's smart to send somebody to
because
do it
they
for
have
you instead?
Apparently this man, that's what got this man in trouble. You said that he was going to send somebody.
No,
I didn't say he was going to send anybody.
I said that
if somebody was to try to hit Jay-Z or if they connected, Jay-Z probably would not hit them back because he has money.
And because he has money,
but okay,
because,
but to
you
go
think
with that
Jay-Z
idea that
somebody?
Hold on. To go with that idea that Jay-Z might
send
someone.
I didn't say anything about him going to get anybody to do anything. I don't think it's okay for anybody to do none of that.
But that's what I'm saying, though. If he do it, does it make it right? Exactly.
No.
So, what's the difference in this situation?
Okay, so the difference in this situation is the baby hit that man first. That's the difference. So now he's going to get sued for hitting that man.
But, okay, go ahead, Rich. Say what you got to say. Rich?
Oh, no, I'm just listening to what y'all saying because I'm kind of lost.
Okay, so when
y'all was talking about, I know Erica was saying he got to move a certain kind of way. I do agree with that. When you have money and you're an artist, it's kind of like certain responsibilities are handed with fame. So with him being an artist, he has to move a certain kind of way. Now, at the time when it happened, was he thinking smart? I don't know. He probably wasn't. I don't think he was. But there are some people, I agree, that do think smart. They're not going to touch you. But they may find a way to get you back, but they're going to do it where legally it can't be held down on them.
So does that make it right?
I'm not saying it make it right, but it's not, to be stupid enough to hit this man and then this man can sue you. That's just plain out dumb.
And that's my issue. Doing it that way and not doing it the baby way, it doesn't make it right. But to say he got to move a certain way because he's this public figure and he has this money, the same applies to the person who sent somebody to do it for them.
Yeah, but there's a difference. Nobody knows that promoter. He's an artist. You gotta understand, when you take those steps to become an artist, you also take the responsibility and what an artist should be. You can't go around beating people up and you have all that money. You can't do that because the first thing they're gonna do is find somewhere to sue you and take your money from you. So you have to be smarter. You have to play the game better.
But being smart is not sending somebody else to do your dirty work.
It's smarter than, to be honest with you.
No, it's not.
It don't make it right. It don't make it right, but it's smarter than to sit here and beat this man up and have someone with a camera recording you, showing you beating this man up.
But was there a video?
And the only reason why he's being charged, with what his crew did as well, because the man was there. The baby hit the dude first, and then after that, his people jumped in too. He right there. That's what they charged him with. They feel like, okay, well, this is a terrorist group right here. I don't know if that's the correct term. But you just sat there, and you hit this man, and you fighting this man. Now all these people who are on your payroll is sitting there beating up this man, too. You finna get charged with what they finna get charged. We charging you for all of that. That
right.
wasn't
and
smart.
Then it's literally all the evidence is on video.
So that's why I'm
where, looking, like, is there a video? Because I didn't see it.
Yeah, there's a video.
I'm going to have to look it up. But yeah, I mean...
This is the only thing I feel like he was wrong at, was when he did that. Now, when it comes down to him being his, you know, in doing these tours, you know, and then you got people that's fooling on you, you know what I'm saying, and grabbing on you, trying to do, yeah, your people don't know what, you know, what harm they're trying to cause you or what they're trying to do. Okay, I get that part. I understand that. That's why he hasn't gone to jail, or, you know what I'm saying, or got in trouble for things like that that have been happening. But now, since you initiated and hit this man, that's where you were wrong at. I get this man owe you money. I don't know how I feel the motherfucker owe me $10,000. I don't know how I feel. But from what I can tell you is, I would definitely sue your ass instead of sitting here fighting your ass because of my name. I have a name. I'm a public figure. So if this shit does happen, it's coming back on me because I hit you first. You can sue me. Oh, yeah, well, it just was $80 or some apple juice that he did. No, you actually sat there and you initiated it and fought me and hit me first. So, yes, you're going to be in jail. Am I going to be in jail for all you if we don't have no paperwork? Hell no. If we got text messages, okay. But this is what you get for, you know, doing shady business with people. This man promised you $3,000. How did he promise you? We don't know if this is paperwork-wise or we don't know if this was just verbal. We don't know. But if it's on paper, you could have sued him. If it wasn't on paper, you just took an L, a $10,000 L. But you decided to fight this man, and when you fight him, now you're in jail. If it sticks, he can sue you too.
Yeah.
That's all. This is all I'm saying. This is all I'm saying. It all could have been avoided if that man paid him. I agree. But since that did not happen, y'all got into a verbal altercation, you threw the first punch. Now, if the man would have thrown the first punch at you, okay, beat his ass, the baby, beat his motherfucking ass. But because you threw that first punch, that's where the problem
is. Well, I mean, like I said, throwing the first punch, I don't see an issue with that because in life, people always throw the first punch. But like I was saying before, okay, nobody know exactly what was said between them why he threw the first punch. It does matter.
It don't matter. You hit me first. Because it does not matter. It does not. You threw the first punch. So it matters. It matters. But you in jail, though. But, it matters what I said to you. But you
it's obvious that he's going to go to jail because he threw the first punch. That's just how the law works. And because of the baby's image. But what I'm saying is nobody knows what was said why he threw the first punch. Still said before.
It doesn't matter. Because of who you are, you should have never hit that man first. That's all.
What I'm saying is that if you still sat here, but it does, it because now that you brought up a new point earlier about the fact that, okay, if it was a different artist, and I even mentioned to Rich, and Rich felt like it's a smarter move than just throwing the punch at somebody else. Either way it goes, a public figure with money, whether they throw the first punch or send somebody to do it for them, neither one of it don't make it right. But you can't say that the other way is a smart move neither, because it's not. No. Sending somebody else to do your dirty work. That's not a smart move either. And they both still a public figure.
No, it's not a smart move, but if legally you can't get, like, if they do it in a way where legally it's not going to fall on you, then it is a smarter move.
That makes it unfair.
I'm not saying it makes it right. Like, we got past that. I'm not saying it makes it right, because it does not make it right. But what I'm saying is just plain out dumb to fight this man out a video, video footage of you fighting him, which can be used in court, versus you not doing nothing to this man right away, but you sent someone to go beat him up, and they can't really link it back to you.
Or they can link it.
They probably can.
But, I mean, we all three of us gonna see it from a different point of view. Well, y'all might see it from the same point of view, but I'm gonna see it differently because of the whole situation. It's a big mess, and I just feel like it was a punk move on the promoter.
You said like Remy Ma. You said like Remy Ma when she was talking about some kid that when Cardi had jumped them, had some girls jump up in the bar talking about some she's allowed to make mistakes.
No, but you sound just like her. But I never said that was a mistake. But What Remy said was complete bull, because she wasn't getting the fact that you fighting or you sent somebody, which I just said wasn't right and neither smart, but you sent somebody to go do your dirty work over your man cheating. You should have got your man, not them girls. But in this case, the baby went to the actual source who promised him the money, and they got into an altercation and he threw the first punch. Doesn't make it right that he hit this man, but you owe this man money too. This is life. This is stuff that happened on a daily basis, whether you see it, yeah, whether Rich see it or not.
It's going to be life when he in jail, locked up, because he did that. And I don't understand. My thing is with you is like you're not trying to understand that the baby is not a regular person right now.
When
he's not a regular person.
I didn't understand that.
Listen, you're not listening because you just sat there and said, oh, yeah, you might not see it
but
this
did
way.
I not
Rich
say
might
that
not
he
see
was
it this way,
figure?
But it happened to look, he's not. But you're making it as if because he is this public figure that, it's okay for him to do what he's doing.
Because he's a public figure, it's okay for him to do that.
Say that that's exactly what you said. This is what you're saying. You just
Rich,
sat there and said to yourself, oh, you know, this happens in life.
Yes,
I didn't say
that.
You said it.
This
is what you're saying.
I said this is what you're basically saying.
You're basically saying that because this thing happens every day, that people sit there and get scammed of their money every day. So because the baby is a public figure, people making it a problem. It is. It is. Because he shouldn't be doing it. He shouldn't hit the man. Point blank, period. Because you're in a certain position,
well, that's
no.
To but like I said,
something happened that way, he should be okay with going to jail.
Right.
This shouldn't be even a problem then.
But you making it a problem. I don't care about the fact that he knocked this man out. Of course he's going to go to jail.
Niggas go to jail every day, B. I said niggas go to jail every day, B.
They do. So the issue is not the fact that, okay, he's going to jail because he threw the first punch. Time and time again, I've said that he wasn't right for doing that.
That is why he's going to jail.
And I also said that he was a public figure. But at the end of the day, in the heat of the moment, you're not going to be thinking about, oh, should I play this smart? Should I not smack this man's teeth out of his mouth? You're not going to be thinking about that, especially after y'all done had this argument. Because I'm pretty sure if a girl walked up to you right now and she owed you something,
I'm not in that position. This is the problem. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. This is what I'm getting you to understand. I'm not in that position to sit here and have all this money and be this public figure to be like, okay, I'm not finna hit this girl. I ain't got no money. She ain't got no motherfucking money.
That's why it's hypothetical.
I'm finna be. If I had money, I'm not finna touch her. She can come over here and try to attack me. You scratch my face? That's fine. You can, but you're getting sued.
Okay, well.
I have a piece to do that. You're getting sued. Why am I finna jeopardize myself if I actually beat your ass, have you in the hospital, some fucking shit, somehow, I'm getting taken to court or some shit because I beat your motherfucking ass. No, I'm finna sue you, get you out of my motherfucking hair, and keep it pushing. Because I have money. I have money. I'm not finna get into an altercation with no bitch. Oh, you sit there and got me fucked up. Oh, 10K? Oh, okay, this is what we doing. All right, cool. I got your ass. I'm not finna sit there and fight you. But because in the situation I'm in now, I ain't got no money, I'm finna beat your ass.
Well.
He had a fight. They said he had a fight at the airport. It's another thing that's going to TMZ releases footage of the baby having a fight at the airport.
He's kind of used to doing this, to be honest. He's always getting into a fight over something.
I just look at it like
But hold on, let me ask you this. So you're saying you can't understand with him being a public figure that he should move differently?
I never said that.
No, I'm just trying to get clarification.
Yeah, never said it. So
okay,
what I'm saying is, it's obvious that he's a public figure. Mm. And of course, when you're a public figure, you move different. All of that is obvious. Yeah. Never denied it. But what I'm saying is, in the heat of the moment, during this verbal exchange, none of us know exactly what was said. The article is saying because he wouldn't give this $10,000, that's why he threw the first punch. But nobody knows that. We know that that's the root of the problem. But nobody knows why this man threw the first punch.
Mm-hmm.
So in the heat of the moment, and this is just me, I don't think that no human being, you got money or not, is going to think about the fact that, oh, I shouldn't smack this man. Especially if it's a heat of the moment.
Yes, that is.
That's just me. So that's how I'm looking at it. All the other extra stuff with being a public figure and all of that, I never denied any of that.
Okay, but...
So that's all I was saying.
Right, I agree. But at the same time, I do... It's like, you can't say that some people won't think like that, because a lot of people through experience and what they've seen and the position they're in, they know that they shouldn't throw, you know, hit this man. They would know that. I understand him being mad. Like, I get someone owe you money, you being really mad, you're being, you know, you're upset because this man promised you money that he didn't pay you. I get all of that. But at the same time, you got to look at the bigger picture as well. And I felt like if he would have thought before he did what he did, he would have saw the outcome of what could possibly happen. Some artists, some people, I do feel like Jay-Z is one of those people. I'm going to be honest. I feel like he's one of those people that he's not going to put his hands on you. I feel Nicki is also one of those people. She knows, because you know what? They're such a high brand. They can't taint it by doing that stuff. Cardi can do that because she's known for that messiness. That's her brand. That's what she is.
That's how I feel like the baby is. That's what he fucking do. This is what he do. Him and his crew do that. They fight niggas. Regardless of if, you know, any small type of disrespect they feel like they get, they're going to fight you. And that's what I meant by when I said earlier, that it's like I feel like the people around him make him feel that way. That's all that I personally feel. The people around him make him feel that way. So they make him feel like, okay, if the baby jumped, these niggas gonna jump too. You can talk to these niggas the way that you want to talk to this man for the simple fact because he got his crew. That's all. So like you said before, D-Lo, we don't know what was said, but there should have been nothing that have been said for you to actually hit that man like that for the simple fact of who you are. That's all I'm saying. If I know that I got money, like money, and I like come off and hit you because you said something disrespectful to me, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hit you because I know who I am. I know that you can do this and do that. I know who I am before I walk through that fucking door. You get me? So that's why I kind of like where I'm coming from is like, because I know who I am when I come through this door, if I put my hands on you, I know it's going to be a problem. But because that's his brand, this is what he does, he see no wrong. Not Judy Lowe, but, you know, it's like no wrong is being done or being seen. Because it's what that man do.
But me also, it's like his previous altercations, it's like y'all linking it to this situation right here. But in the previous situations, he wasn't the one that swung first or did something in the situation that caused him to swing.
So what? But he gave the okay to do that.
This is what I'm saying. In those previous situations, you can't tie this specific situation to be, oh, well, because he was given the okay to do it previously, this is what he do all the time. So now that the role is reversed.
It is. This is what happens all the
I'm
time.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen all
every,
the time,
every
but what
situation.
I'm saying is, in this situation, if knocking niggas out is his brand, and the other times he been given the okay, why pin it on this situation as if he did, well, we know that he did wrong, but why pin the other situations on this situation when it was the opposite? So my thing is, you can't base what his career gonna be like and everything else off of this one situation if it's his brand and if that's how marketing is going.
But
no,
you
I
can.
Didn't.
You
that's
did.
What y'all did. I said.
You did. You sat there yourself and said you don't think that nothing
exactly,
is going to change, but you are predicting
goes.
What you.
We know his brand.
But you said that we just did the same thing, so you can't say that we can't say how
no,
we feel if it's opposite
you
of what you're saying.
You
and you're
what I'm saying
what
is
you
okay,
are.
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna just see it this way. Because I don't, I can't explain it no other way because I'm looking at it like, okay, you saying this is his brand, this is what he do, now he's locked up for what his brand is, but you don't see it no different if somebody with higher power than him send a nigga to go do his dirty work.
I never
Hold
said
up,
that there was no difference. We all
No,
that was,
we
it
all
was
said
a problem.
That it's not a smart
we
move,
said,
but y'all think it's the smarter move. That what
it
said.
May be, it could be the smarter
but
move out of the two, but it don't make
and
it right.
He said it.
Not,
but then
that's
exactly.
What I'm saying is that it may not be a smart move, but it's smarter out of the two options that was given.
But
so that's why I said what
no
I said.
There is no difference. There is no difference. These people are still a public
there
figure,
is a difference.
And they can still legally get locked up.
But what are you? Where are you going with this? Because it's like I said before, I'm thinking kind of where are you going with this?
The baby is a public figure. It's obvious that he can't move how he wants to, but in the heat of the moment, he did. It doesn't make it no different from another public figure sending somebody to do their dirty work. It's not a smarter move.
Okay, if he said that,
no,
we said
no, what
that.
What was said was, it's a smarter move than the baby knocking this man's teeth out his head. That's what was said. But it's not a smarter move because they both are public figure. That's what I'm getting at. Because legally...
He just explained it. He just sat there and explained it. And you were going right back around in circles.
Legally, they can still get away with it if it's not traced. That's not going in circles. That's proven a point that they both still public figures.
That's something that you said.
And it's not a smart move.
D-Lo. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, him putting his hands on that man wasn't smart at all, so.
We can all agree to that, right?
I mean, we did, like, 30 minutes ago.
There we go. It's done. Just like that. Just like that.
We done been on this topic for at least, like, 40-something minutes. So we gonna go to a commercial break. And I'm gonna send y'all the link back.
Okay.
Back from our commercial break. Now, our next topic gonna be about Ari Lennox and her, you know, desire for people to be more protective and supportive of black women. So for a lot of people who may not know the situation, Erica gonna tell y'all what happened with the tweets, because I don't fully remember, but she gonna let y'all know what happened.
So, it was a tweet that this guy had put out, and he basically was talking about Ari Lennox and Teyana Taylor, and was just basically saying how it's amazing how they use all the sex appeal, and they look the way that they look, meaning, like, they look, you know, strong, you know, or, you know, Ari
so
always
said... So, he's just trying to say they're ugly, right?
Basically.
Pretty
you
much,
know,
like,
Ari
he said that they had, like, a Rottweiler-built face or
Whoa.
You know, just stupid stuff like that.
Strong face, yeah. And then I did see a tweet about a girl that had tweeted about these rappers and how they look like rock rallies or whatever. But Ari went online and basically, you know, she felt some type of way, was crying, you know, and just kind of felt like how, you know, black men, you know, should uplift black women. You know, the only issue that I don't have an issue with her or what nothing that she said. The issue that I have with Shea Butter, baby Twitter, and black people in general is that they are selective. They are selective when it comes down to protecting our own. And we are much harder on our own men and women, and it has to stop. You know, it really has to stop. You know, you feel like, oh, this person is too beside themselves. They have a reason to be too beside themselves. You don't know what this person went through. You don't know nothing about this person besides what's being portrayed. But I do feel like we need to, as in general, as a whole culture, you know, come together and uplift each other. You know, then I see the tweet, you know, about a girl who was selling eyelashes, and she was selling them in pink, like, medicine tubes. And I guess she was selling them for, like, a certain price, and the price was kind of high to people. And they basically was like, girl, you crazy, and whoa. My thing was like, this is very creative. I can use that motherfucker, medicine bottle for some weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. That's
well, I thought you was about to say lotion.
No, I ain't squirting no lotion in them things. No. But I can use that for some weed or something. You know, it's just... Black people in general are very, we're very creative. We're very creative. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for us to, either like give funding to support, you know what I'm saying, what we're doing. And when we do get that support, it's black people that bring us down.
It is.
Why do we do that? Why do we, you know, bring each other down when we're trying to make a living or something? If you don't like it, shut up. And I do believe that Ari had a great point. She had a great point at things that she was saying, because it's like, I think I've seen the woman that played, have you guys seen the movie
Queen and Slim?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I know the woman you're talking about.
The woman that played Queen, I think she made a tweet and basically said how, you know, a white man was the one that made her feel beautiful versus a black man. And people really had a problem with that. And my thing is, okay, we don't know her experience, but at times, if I've seen a lot of times, and even on Twitter, you know, Instagram, social media in general, and in real life person, that I've heard black men say, oh, she's pretty for a dark-skinned girl. Oh, I haven't met a dark-skinned girl that's you know, pretty enough for me. What do you mean? So, I've also seen where white men, you know, men that aren't of color, have walked up to people, have said things, you know, and just been like, oh, you're very beautiful. You're very pretty. It's like they don't, you know, put them in one category, oh, for you to be black, you're pretty, or for you to be dark, you're pretty. I don't hear that from other, you know, it's black people. It's black men.
And you know what?
It's
by
true.
You saying that the girl on that movie said that a white man was the first one that made her feel beautiful or whatever the case is, I think that's the problem. I feel as though within the black community, they often feel a way when their color goes to a white person or someone who is lighter than, you know, their tone. And I feel like you can't get upset or mad at the fact that these people have a preference. Not saying that they don't want anything to do with anyone that's black, but if they see this white girl that they think is beautiful and, you know, they end up talking to each other, then so be it. But you can't, you know, be jealous or be upset because they dating someone outside of their race. And I think that a lot of people within the black community take that real personal. So then it reflects, and it just makes the situation like worse when, you know, it wasn't worse in the first place.
There are so much directions when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I mean,
there is, because you do also have some black families that they, you know, they feel like for validation, they're raised in like a white kind of settings, and then they want their kids to only be with white people. You have to.
Exactly.
So you have it like in different ways, and I think like people don't really understand that when it comes to black people, they're so
judgmental.
Yeah, it's like
judgmental,
very judgmental, and they're so
they're so picky on who they feel they should support and who they don't. It's just, it's too much. And I feel like it's all that kind of crabs in a bucket mentality. When it comes to black people, they always feel like they're competing with the other one.
Exactly.
Versus when it's white people, and I'm not saying it's all white people, but you have a lot of white people who don't feel like they're in competition with each other. It's like they feel like
hold on now, because some of these white people like
That's why I said some. That's why I had to correct myself. I said some.
But they competition be on a different level.
Mm-hmm. But then you have black people. It's a lot. You see, when a black woman gets a compliment and she happens to be brown skinned, you have a lot of other black women who feel like they don't look like her, so they attack her, or they make fun of her, or they say something negative about her, or say, oh no, you know they only like you because your skin is a little bit lighter. So you do have that.
Yeah.
So it's not just black men that are judgmental. You have a lot of black women that are like this. They'll tear one another down. They like when they look at certain girls and they see them and they carry a certain look that, you know, the mainstream loves, and then they feel like they don't look like that, or they can't look like that, or they can't compete with that, then they go online and tear them down and make fun of the way they look and make fun of their skin tone. So, yeah.
Which makes everything personal.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem, you know, and this to me just goes back to, what's that thing called? I can never think of it. Something Lynch. I'm sorry, y'all. Where back in the slavery time, where they had this thing where to put us against each other, light skin versus dark skin, like they had I can't think of the name.
The word was on the tip of my tongue the minute you said that.
But it still applies today. They still have control over us, you know, because of the simple fact where it's like, why should it matter if you're dark, you know what I'm saying, a light skin, like. But then I be on Twitter and they be having problems when people make their own, you know, like if I sit here and make a tweet and I be like, oh, this is my top five pretty faces, and there's no dark skinned person on there, they get mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that they went on for a whole 2 weeks for that.
Why it ain't that? Why it ain't this? This is someone's personal opinion. Why are you mad at somebody else's opinion? Make your own.
And even if it's in the black community, if they got all light skinned women up there, like you say, and they ain't not one there dark woman up there, they gonna go fool. But
they do.
My thing is, like you say, it's this person's personal preference. You can't, quote, you know, be mad at them for how they feel. But if you feel as though any dark skinned women should be up there, make a collage. Just do
your own thing. And it's not to say that these women, you know, the dark skinned women aren't as beautiful. No, these are just who I like. This is who I like. It has nothing to do, like, I love Kelly Rowland. That's one of mine.
Exactly.
And that girl, what's that girl they played in Star, the dark skinned girl?
Destiny, Ryan?
No.
I love her too. She is so pretty to me.
Yeah, she is.
So pretty to me. Those are like, I love dark-skinned women. So I'm saying, I feel like I wish I was dark-skinned, too. I don't really like being light-skinned.
Oh, you talking about Ryan. I'm thinking you talking about, what's her name? Tika Sumter. That's who I thought you were talking about.
No, she's talking about Destiny Ryan.
But yeah, she's like pretty, too.
Sometimes I personally believe, like, I feel like, okay, well, I want a little darker. I want to be a little darker. Why? I just, like, I don't know. I feel like, shit, I won't get black, in the summer. About being, you know, a lighter complexion, you know what I'm saying, that I don't really like. I'd be like, shit, I don't want to be this color. I'm red right now. When I'm ashy, I'm white. I am white. But it's like, I would like to be a little darker, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't like that women, men in general, we talk about each other. You know, we talk about each other's looks. We talk about each other's features.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think it's right. You know, I don't think it's right. But people are going to make fun of each other. You know what I'm saying? And it happens. But I feel like we need to stick more together. And then when we do stick together, we stick together when it's some bullshit. And bullshit men are like, oh, if I sit here, you know, this uncle done raped this niece and did this. Y'all quiet. Y'all want to stick together then. Oh, this don't leave the family. Why this don't leave the family? We stick together when horrible shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody that's actually succeeding and doing good and good at what they do, it's a problem.
Just like right now with this whole thing, all the black people together, everybody making memes, everybody laughing. But throw up a picture tomorrow where you got freaking Jordan Sparks and Beyonce on the picture, not one black woman darker than them, and everybody gonna be pissed and divided.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't understand
why they do that. Song about
when Beyonce made that song, she made that song for dark skinned women. Okay.
But in that, I was very confused as to why they made that controversial, because I'm just like, I mean, she just said brown skinned girl. Hell, everybody's skin brown. I mean, you might have some that are darker, but at the end of the day, she's talking about black people in general. That's what I felt like. And it was a good song. So why be mad about it? But I guess that's just what we do. Well, some people do, not we.
I think she made valid points, and I think that people do need to like stop that, especially with women. It's very hard to be a black woman in America.
Mm-hmm.
A black man is as well. I'm a black man as well. But it's really hard to be a black woman. It's like, we can't do this right. We have to look this way. They want us to be this way. It's like, regardless of your features, regardless how thin you are, regardless of how thick you are, you get talked about. You get talked about. Oh, you thick, but you bald head. So, I am bald head by motherfucking choice. And so what?
That's true, but...
Oh, you got long hair, but you skinny. Oh, you too black for me. I'm not for you. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
That's why you sitting at home on your motherfucking Twitter page right now, scrolling past my shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely true. So, all in all, I think that we all saying that we agree with Ari. She's not wrong. And the black community, as a black community, we just got to do better. We got to do better with how we think and speak on certain things and stop being so judgmental, jealous, and sensitive.
Just be positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try to be positive, because look, you got a lot of black people out there doing businesses, and they're even donating to charities. They're even starting their own charities to help people. And y'all don't want to talk about that and make that, you know, a trending topic or story. But whenever it's something really negative, they want to talk about it. So that's why, in general, just try to be positive and talk more about positive things. You got a lot of people, no matter what shade of black they are, they're out there doing a lot of things to help the community. That's what y'all should be talking about.
And I think that, you know, somewhere in the community it's being talked about, but like everything else, is, you know, this moment here of judging people and doing different thing, it's oversaturated. So
yes, it's only when they want to bully somebody, that's when that becomes a trending topic.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So
next, move along.
We moving on to our next topic. R. Kelly, they done brought up another series, part 2, Surviving Him. I haven't watched it.
I didn't even watch part 1. So.
I didn't watch part 1. Don't know what's going on.
I don't care to watch it. I mean, I kind of, to be honest with you, it's not a surprise of what he did. We know. But at the same time, all that just does is shows me all of what y'all let him get away with. That's all it does.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because with the second one, it basically was more people, more victims. I'm sorry. It was more victims. They did say that he had, there was a victim before Aaliyah. Basically, and that, I mean, they kind of was explaining, like, what was going on.
And then also, it's two things. You're dealing with what he's done, but then you're also dealing with some people who... Some of these girls who went against their parents' wishes and went with this man regardless of what the situation was. Then you got some parents that knew that what their daughter was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, at the same time, like, you blame him, but you also got to, you got to blame some of the parents that allowed it. You got to also blame the people that was there and saw all this going down and didn't do anything about it. There's a whole bunch of people, there's a whole bunch of fingers that need to be pointed in different places.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. My brother called me. but yeah, I agree. I agree. You do have to point the fingers at everybody else. And I go, like, we used to see R. Kelly. R. Kelly used to be over here at these motherfucking high schools all the time. I'm from the west side of Chicago. We knew where that man used to be at on the west side. We knew where exactly where his studio used to be at. People knew. We knew.
Mm-hmm.
We knew. Even when he, like, he used to come out here all the time. So I just kind of feel like even with his wife, to feel like, oh, she didn't know things. You didn't know. You did. It was just best for you to keep silent. You knew. Then I didn't understand the part where it was like after... Apparently, the parents, Aaliyah's parents, you know, once they found out that, you know, he got the false marriage certificate done, that they made him like, okay, no, we got to know this shit got to be over with. I feel like her parents knew. I feel like her parents knew what was happening with him and her. The issue that I have with all these motherfucking parents is why would you sit there and let your female daughters travel and be with this man? Oh, he's a manipulator. He sold them a dream. No, he sold the parents a dream then. But the parents were fucking stupid for letting their kid, their daughters, go.
Because she was 14 at the time, right?
I think I think she was. And then he got her pregnant. They had Dame Dash on there too, and she basically told him, like, she didn't tell him a lot. But she did basically tell him, like, you know, if y'all work for him, I don't want to be around. You know, I don't want to do that. And I don't know if that's why Dame Dash, you know, one of the reasons why he stopped really fucking with Jay-Z like that, because Jay-Z was working with R. Kelly. My thing is, I feel like a lot of people in the industry was probably like, yo, that's your motherfucking business. I just want to make some motherfucking money. Because I fucked with that motherfucking collab album that Jay-Z and R. Kelly had. Mm-hmm. I fucked with that shit. Knowing what he did, you know, R. Kelly was doing. I feel like a lot of people knew. They knew what the fuck R. Kelly was doing and what he was about.
Everybody did.
His label knew the fact that this man was generating money. He was bringing them in money. This is the era we're talking about, pure sales. He was bringing in money with his hits. R. Kelly wrote for people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He wrote for a lot of people. He was writing his own hits.
And that's why they was protecting that man from going to jail. Because you know why? He was worth billions to them. He was making them a lot of money.
Yeah.
But see, this was my thing. I don't
know the situation with Aaliyah, her being 14 years old. She's still a child. Like, she mentally... I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, he is a manipulator. He is. He manipulated a lot of young girls to go with him. I get that. But you had parents that could have stepped in and tried to do something. Like, tried, because that's your daughter. She's 14 years old.
He was paying money. Them off. I was paying money. These people off.
Exactly. Then I also heard that he was with her mom too.
Yeah. That's why I didn't understand. After a month, I think it was after a year, maybe a year or a month. I'm not exactly sure. I just knew it was one, the number one. I don't know if it was a year or a month. But after the divorce from Aaliyah or whatever, not necessarily a divorce, but after that was basically dropped, he got married to his wife. So you mean to tell me that amongst this time, and you was his back to one of the dancers, that you didn't know that this was happening? You knew this shit was happening because it was R. Kelly. Okay, I'll marry you.
But you know that Aaliyah did make a song about R. Kelly and, like, what she was going through with him.
Yeah,
she made a song about it.
This is my whole issue. Like, I know that the whole situation, ever since it was first rumored way back when, that he was dealing with these young girls, that it wasn't right. But everybody ignored it. And I feel like it was ignored because of the time. Now, we in this whole activist movement, everything, okay, we get it, cool. Do you? Because everybody ain't an activist.
But I feel as though with these people behind the scenes generating this thing to be on television of the victims coming forward just to get money, because they know the rate's gonna go up, they know people gonna tune in. I feel like they don't even really care about the victims as much as they should, because they know it's gonna bring them money. Of course, it's gonna be like, you know, it's like that sympathy by default, but because
that's also this money is they don't really care about the victims, they just get money.
Yeah,
from
they just care because the money is coming in. Mm-hmm. The same situation with R. Kelly. All these years he been making this music and he been generating y'all money, and y'all wasn't caring about the victims then. So I know y'all don't care about them now. So mm-hmm. I feel as though with everybody doing their research by watching this, it really they shouldn't even watch it. Because they been new. They right. might not have known all the details, but you still generating money in these people behind the scenes pockets off of something that they been new over the years. Stuff that been coming to the media, stuff that y'all been new about, but y'all been supporting this man. So y'all can mm-hmm. still, I feel like people really, you know, sympathizing with the victims as they should, but these other people in these higher areas, they don't really care. And even the girls and their parents.
I don't believe everything. I ain't saying the people that the victims are lying. I just think some of the people that's there, I think they just own it just because, oh, we were there type thing. So because I was there, you know what I'm saying, I can say this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I do think there's a couple of victims. There's a couple, but I do feel like majority of the people that are coming out are just joining this kind of movement because it's hot.
And see, even to go back with the whole Bill Cosby thing, look how much women came for. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, people started coming out saying that they was paid to lie. So stuff like that.
But it's really the same thing with the Michael Jackson thing, too. Yeah. Some of the boys said that they were paid, their parents told them to lie.
Exactly. And see, stuff like that, you can't really. Topics like this automatically is sensitive. And then people mm-hmm. that are actually victims, that's not in the public eye, they have to deal with the fact that you got people behind the scenes paying these people to lie just for ratings, but you mm-hmm. got people that actually are victims on a daily. And they have to sit and watch stuff like this. That's part of the reason why I didn't even watch the thing. Because after I saw the Bill Cosby one, some of them was believable. But then as I kept watching it, and I've been noticing how people was telling their story, it wasn't adding up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this R. Kelly one, and then the minute the part one came out, they already talking about making a part two. Okay, by part two, y'all trying to make some money. Y'all could have been had all them victims line up to do just that part one and separate it throughout the week, or however y'all, if y'all wanted to talk about this situation for a whole 2 weeks, then you do just that. But you ain't got to make it a whole part two. Now y'all just wanting money. And I won't be surprised if it's some women that come out and say they was paid to do it. Just like you had a couple of his girlfriends or whoever, they ready to leave out of the mansion that he was staying in because it's not like they don't support him, which they said. They said they just tired of the mess. They tired mm-hmm. of the drama. So these people went there at their free will. Some of the parents was mad that some of these girls went at their free will and wouldn't come home. But if you knew this much before she went at her free will, then you can't tell me that you ain't tried to stop it. So either he been mm-hmm. greasing your palms, or you really was against it. It might be some parents that was, but if you was taking that money for him to just tote your girl around, your daughter around, then that's a problem. And they need to look at you too. Because it's all about parenting. The parents cannot tell me that they didn't know who R. Kelly was when he walked to that door. And I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure they knew about his background before they decide to turn their daughter loose.
Right.
So all of that is just a sensitive topic, but...
personally, he's a disgusting person. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is just, like, crazy. You know, I don't know what made him or what in his music is he's referring to these people, you know, these young girls about, you know, but my thing is, like, I mean, shit, I like the music.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, like, it's, I don't know how that make me look, but I do. Like, I fucked with R. Kelly music. Like,
yeah, and see, and that's the thing. Like, it's hard. People might judge from that, but they got to understand the nostalgic moment that it created before everyone knew what he was doing. Then even after, it was like kind of hard to still stray away from it because of how it made you feel. So in this current moment, you know, with people wanting to judge, oh, you still support him because you listening to his music. But, I mean, really, you kind of support his case, too, because you looking at these victims spill what took place. So, even though he might not be getting money from it, but you still looking at a situation that's being prolonged because of what they said took place. But again, you don't know who's telling the truth and who's not. So right. You're supporting what these people is generating of his acts. So you can't really judge the people who want to listen to his music. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of artists out here that did some dirt that people don't know about, or they do know about, and they still listen to them.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
I don't like Rich the Kid. He's still married. And had the nerve to propose, have a baby, and propose to that girl that he with. And I'm like, nigga, you still married. But niggas is all in his, on his, kind of leaving comments. Congrats, bro, congrats. He's still fucking married.
I didn't even know he was married. How old is he?
Yeah, I don't motherfucking know. I don't know. His ass is fucking ugly. He just fucking sat there, and they do stupid shit. They condone a lot of shit that these men do within this industry, period. And that's fucked up. I don't understand.
R. Kelly, they should have been trying to get him some sort of mental help. They wasn't even doing that.
Right. So
he should have gotten help because there was something wrong with him. He needed help. There's a lot of artists that need mental help, and then people in their camp that support what they do, but not trying to get them help. Chris Brown is another one. He needed help, and nobody wanted to get him help.
Yep, his brothers were saying the same thing. I think he got an older brother that, like, can't stand him. But, you know, it was one of the brothers that basically said that R. Kelly was getting touched by multiple family members.
Mm-hmm.
So this shit has been happening to him since he was young. So because it was happening to him...
All he did was reflect.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And when he did say something, then nobody believed him. So when his brother, one of his brothers, I don't know if it was the oldest or the youngest, one of them basically came to him and saw him like, yo, such and such touched me. And he like, nah, it didn't happen. So he's, you know, told him to basically brush that shit to the side because shit, it been happening to him for years.
Because didn't they say something about a sister?
Yeah, I think his sister.
The sister being the one touching him and the brother, I believe.
One of the brothers, So it was like, I'm not saying like, okay, well, you know, he has a right. No, he don't have a right to do
it. We're not saying that, y'all.
He has a right to do what he's been doing to these girls, but it's like, that played a role. What happened to him in his childhood played a role. People made him feel like it was okay for that stuff to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was to the point R. Kelly wasn't really talking. They said R. Kelly was illiterate. That's what they said. R. Kelly can't read. He was legit illiterate because he stopped going to school. He had stopped going to school, and with him, that's when he got into music. So with him getting into music,
Years ago, I remember when they said that he was illiterate, but they never said the reason why. And all of it came out recently.
Yep, because he had stopped going to school. Yep, he had stopped going to school and stuff. And my thing was like, I mean, shit, I get it. You had to take care of the household and things of that nature. You felt like you did. Okay, cool. But it didn't stop you from learning how to read music. He knew how to do that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, you know, that man was a genius when it came to music. R. Kelly made songs where everybody was happy. Everybody can dance to everybody. Mm-hmm. You can freak to. You can do whatever to. When that a song of his used to come on in a party, everybody knew the words to it.
Yeah.
I Believe I Fly, everything. That man, mm-hmm. Kelly is iconic, but he's an iconic, like, just nutcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. But it's like, damn. I'm like, what the fuck? But I still, like I said, I like the man music. I play some stuff every now and then if I'm in a mood to hear what I'm in a mood to hear.
Right.
We used to sing a fly when I was in kindergarten. That was my kindergarten graduation song. I had solo parts. That was my man. I used to be like, I know I want to sing this. And I used to run up and I wish. She used to be on the phone. We like, yeah, we know we shot the video edit, everything.
That was very
Chicago bound. Even when he did his little stuff for Sparkle Now, that 2 years ago, promises was all I heard. They
okay,
shit
you
too.
Better come through.
Like, man, let me finish. He like, this kid ain't me, man. Right. What the fuck you talking? But, I mean, he has class.
And one thing, I don't care how much R. Kelly did what he did, if Contagious come on, every black person gonna sing it. I don't care what nobody says.
I'm sorry. This nigga
sing
work with
R. Kelly part two.
This nigga work with the Isley Brothers.
Exactly. It's just certain things. Even if Ignition Remix came on in the club, niggas is gonna cut up.
Running her hands through my fro, and you got braids. I was like, R. Kelly, stop it.
Right.
But I mean, he has classics. It's just, you know, deep down he's a disturbed person.
Yeah. And it took a turn.
Yeah, they should have definitely gotten him some help. They hold everyone around him, enabled him, you know, mm-hmm. to do what they did. And you know, I feel like everybody should be in jail right along with him.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it could have been stopped early on. It could have been stopped way before then.
Exactly. If he would have got it around him, if he would have got some form of help, it probably wouldn't have gotten to where it was. But nobody wanted to help him. They allowed. It's the same thing with Chris Brown and the abusive situation and the way he continued. If somebody would have gotten him help, I'm thankful. It seemed like he has changed now. Like he's kind of. Like, I guess him having a daughter forced him to change.
He's still a kid to me. Yeah. He's kind of like a kid to me. Meaning, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I just feel like with a lot of with his, like, the artistic way that he is, I get that. But at the same time, at some point, Chris Brown has to fucking grow up and grow up out of that shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, I get it. I understand, like, okay, this is who you are. You're autistic. But it still seemed kind of kidded to me. You know, just as people like to talk about Nicki and her brand and how you 40, almost 40, calling yourself a Barbie. That's her brand. And that's Chris Brown's brand, too.
Mm-hmm.
He art stuff. That's his brand. But a lot of that shit be looking kind of childish to me sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm talking like with the stuff he was doing.
I'm just saying. He be looking kiddie, childish. Sometimes.
Yeah. But if they would have gotten help, because he was so messed up to the point where he was on drugs. They're saying like he was crazy, he was bipolar. He would think one way 1 second and then completely switch the next. Like he had a serious problem. He was taking a whole bunch of drugs. I'm surprised he didn't overdose because he couldn't handle the stress. There was a lot of things he was going through. And I was just saying, you had all these people surrounding you, and with you going through all of this and you being abusive, nobody wanted to say, you know what, as a friend, I want you to go and get help.
No, they have an enabler.
Right. Or I will help you. I will bring you to where you need to go to get help. Nobody wanted to do that.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that we all agreed that R. Kelly was a disgusting person during his time and that he needed to seek help. And that's just the bottom line, people. So, without further ado, y'all stay tuned for part two, because we coming at you raw and unfiltered.
What's What's up, y'all? That was part one of episode 12. If you haven't yet, you can follow us on Twitter at Agenda Vocal. If you would like to be a guest, you can tweet us or DM us and we'll get right back with you. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in.